Wellington. Andy, good morning.
Morning, Eric.
This is... people here have voted to leave. You don't like it, but you've got to accept it.
Oh, absolutely so. I mean, I think it was a good day for democracy. We got 77% turnout here in Shropshire, and that's really good because, you know, if you think things like the police commissioner, we were down about 15% or somewhere around about there, and that was a bad day. This is good. I really don't like the result, but I also don't think it's quite the disaster that some people have been saying.
And what happens now? Because, you know, we've got a real split on our hands here because Scotland voted in, England and Wales have voted out.
Yeah, I think Scotland will probably, again, want to go independent. And it didn't quite make it on the last vote. I think this may push it over the edge. And Scotland must determine its own way. For England and Wales, and we've voted out of the EU, we've just got to find a way of managing that. And manage it with as little turbulence as possible. Yeah, we're a big economy, and we've got to keep that economy strong.
There are those who suggest that this, as is already seems to be the case, and it may be a temporary blip, I accept, that there are those who suggest it's going to be very damaging for our economy.
And that was part of the case for stopping in. I think that case was somewhat exaggerated. That, you know, I think we can fight back from this. It is a knock, let's be clear. I think it is a problem for us, but we're just going to have to tackle it. And the vote's clear, you know, it's only 4%, but nevertheless 4% is a clear vote in favour of leaving the EU. And us as politicians, either locally or nationally, just have to step up to the mark and deal with that. And I think one thing that has to happen, and I heard somebody earlier saying by the end of your programme, maybe not that quick, but Cameron and Osborne have become so discredited in this campaign, they really have to go. You know, we do need a change of national leadership.
And do you think that will happen in the very short term?
I think it has to happen. I don't know whether. I saw Philip Dunn on Twitter last night supporting David Cameron. That's before we knew that we'd lose the in vote. And I don't know whether it will happen. I just think it needs to happen. They were making so many exaggerated claims about leaving the EU. At one point, I thought they'd say that sea serpents would come out of the sea and eat us all up if we left the EU. It was getting silly. And they're discredited as politicians. I don't think they can lead either the nation as David Cameron or the economy as George Osborne.
Do you think we'll have an austerity budget?
Well, that's what Osborne was threatening, and I dread it. Because, you know, we have enough problems with low public expenditure, particularly on social welfare at the moment. Cutting that back further will just dive our country, and we really will sink. And, you know, we've got to say, OK, we've made this decision, love it or hate it, let's just go and continue with growth. Let's just be the great nation we are.
Andy Boddington, thank you. Andy Boddington is a Shropshire councillor for Ludlow North. Democratic result, a result for democracy, he said, and a good turnout as well. You can't deny that. 9 minutes to 7.